A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Wednesday, April 26, 2023. This is the Diaspora Forum. I am Kip Stuve. Tonight, we are talking about over 178,000 holders of Zimbabwe residency permits whose fate is in the hands of the Pretoria High Court and South African government. But first, a quick look at other stories in Zimbabwe and other nations. In Sudan, the situation is tense in that country following the outbreak of civil war pitting two generals. Hundreds of foreigners, including Zimbabweans, are being evacuated amid skirmishes between government-backed Sudanese security forces and an elite unit of the army, the Rapid Support Forces. Namhla kuhlelo sikhoxa ngabalama Zimbabwe exemption permits abamelele isinqumo sePretoria High Court ngokuhlala kwabo kwele South Africa. Sixoxa njalo lokunye okutshiyeneyo, kodwa ke sizabe sixoxa lalabo abaphethe uhlelo lolu lokunye okuvele emthethwandaba. Kukwenzakale kwamanye amazwe kulezizalwane zeZimbabwe lamanye amazwe esezihlengwa kwele Sudan okulempi yomvukela. Lokhu kugoqela abantu abaningi abanye badabuka eTurkey, eChina, USA, Britain lezinye indawo. The UN Special Envoy to Sudan has told the Security Council meeting that both warring sides in Sudan's crisis seem to think they can secure military victory over the other, which it described as a miscalculation. David Doyle has more.
There is no sign that warring parties in Sudan are ready to seriously negotiate, the United Nations Special Envoy to the country said on Tuesday. Speaking to the UN Security Council via video link from Port Sudan, Volker Perthes said both sides seem to think that securing a military victory over the other is possible.
This is a miscalculation. A fighting, as fighting continues, law and order will further break down throughout the country, and command and control will dissipate. Sudan could become increasingly fragmented, which would have a devastating impact on the region. And even if one side wins, Sudan will lose.
Fighting between the Sudan Armed Forces and the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces erupted on April 15th. Both parties agreed to a 72-hour ceasefire beginning on Tuesday, which Perthes said seemed to be holding in some parts so far.
However, we also hear continuing reports of fighting and movement of troops.
At this hospital in Omdurman, an adjacent city to the capital Khartoum, a projectile was reported to have pierced the building and exploded inside. Staff said no one was killed, but 13 people were treated for injuries. Some hospitals have been destroyed in the violence that has turned residential areas into battlefields and triggered a humanitarian crisis. Hundreds of people have been killed and thousands wounded as the paramilitaries embedded in neighborhoods and the army targeted them from the air. Thousands have fled the capital, but many, like data analyst Bandar Dawalbait, remain trapped in their homes. In this video, he and a friend have risked venturing into the streets in search of water.
I feel like if we didn't die because of live ammunition or a bomb or even RPG bomb or aircraft bomb also, we might die from hunger and thirsty.
The UN's humanitarian office said shortages of food, water, medicines and fuel were becoming extremely acute and that prices were surging. The UN Refugee Agency has forecast that hundreds of thousands might flee to neighboring countries. Speaking at the Security Council, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres described the violence and chaos thus far as heartbreaking.
A prolonged full-scale war is unbearable to contemplate.
That was Reuters reporter David Boyle. Now, Zimbabwe's award-winning owner of Kumusha Wines, Dinashe Nyamudoka, is in USA. He's attracting many wine enthusiasts. Mabera Smchanganyawuye caught up with him in one of the restaurants in Washington, D.C., where he was marketing his wine brand last night.
Washington DC, ndatsoka zvakare, ndandiri muno mugore rapera muna October. But nasi ndandiri panzvimbo inonzi Andy's Pizza, tichimbo marketa ma wine, tichitengesa, ava achitambirwa zvakanyanya zvisingaiti. Wine yechena yedu yakurumidza kutopera, vanhu vasanotombotanga, tandine Pinotage, tandine Rosé, nesifio Blanc. Saka ndiri muDC kusvika chishanu, tichange ndichifamba mumarestaurant, mumashopu anotengesa mawine, tichiona vari kutengesa wine, tichitawo tichipromota. Then ndabva kuTexas, kwandandichiitawo same, pandabva nekusavana Georgia. Tichibva kuno kundakananga kuMichigan, kuDetroit, then ndozopedzisira ndiri kuVermont, todzoka zvedu kumusha kuAfrica, kutanga kwaMay.
Mungatimi imo muno muAmerica, muzambiringa wenyu uyu uri kutambirwa sei? Taona muchitaura imi kuti muzambiringa wenyu wewhite wine wabva wapera pamasvika ipo pano. Mungatii vanhu vanga vachiti chii nemuzambiringa uyu?
Uri kutambirwa zvakanaka chaizvo. Nenyaya yestoriyo nekurarama kwandakaita vanokutambira. Ndingati muAmerica tiri kutengesa zvisingaiti, tama 37 states ende tiri kuramba tichingowedzera. Saka ndoona kunge waini iri kutambirwa zvakanaka chaizvo, sechizvarwa chekuAfricawo, nekuti ndiri muZimbabwewo wanikwa chitoonawo nenyaya yangu kwandakabva. But iyo waini yacho inonakawo zvayo. Saka ndo chimwe chiri kuita kuti ifambe, quality iri right, mutengo wacho uri right futi.
Tinoona zvakare kuti vanga vari kunyanya kutambira muzambiringa wenyu, taona vari vechidiki, izvi zvinozvitambira sei?
Ndo zvatinotokurudzira chaizvo, because muwaini tinoona vechidiki vari kuwanza kuenda kumaspirits, kumaona vodka, wana brand.
That was winemaker Dinashe Nyamudoka speaking with Marvelous Mhlanganyawuye of Studio 7. We also caught up with Sophia, one of the Americans who bought Dinashe Mudoka's wines.
Hoping to taste amazing South African wines, and I was into the contest. This one is a nice cross between Sancerre and France, which I would have taken, a way to describe it, and a New Zealand wine, and I'm a big fan of the white New Zealand wine. It has a soft finish to it, and it's citrus.
I saw you bought two bottles. Which other one did you buy?
I bought a rosé and a Sancerre.
What did you like about?
Also, just reminded me of a French dry wine, but not too dry. A little on the fruity side. Lovely.
And also, you had the opportunity to actually meet Dinashe, the winemaker. What was that experience like?
He's lovely, very personable, and I love the idea of supporting a foreign winemaker who has quite a story like his. Very inspirational.
That was American Sophia speaking with Studio 7's Marvelous Mhlanganyawuye. The Pretoria High Court is preparing its judgment in a case in which the Helen Suzman Foundation and others are challenging the termination of the Zimbabwe exemption permits. In June this year, Zimbabweans who may have failed to regularize their status to stay in South Africa may be deported. The Zimbabwe exemption permit holders are also pinning their hopes on a permanent solution. State representatives and attorneys representing the applicants appear to agree in court that the case should be decided by both the South African government and the applicants, so that the High Court does not spend a lot of time reviewing arguments from both parties. Some Zimbabwe exemption permit holders have started receiving waivers from the Immigration Department. Others are reportedly tracking back home, while the Zimbabwean government is looking for ZEP holders in South Africa. These are people who are intending to return home. The International Organization for Migration has not given specific numbers of ZEP holders returning to Zimbabwe. Namhlanje sixoxa ngabadabuka eZimbabwe abama Zimbabwe exemption permits abamelele isinqumo somthetho ndaba wePretoria High Court ngodaba olwaphenyekwa inhlanganiso yeHelen Suzman Foundation ethi akwenziwanga ngemfanelo ukumiswa kwamaphepha lawo yihulumende nguhulumende kamongameli Cyril Ramaphosa. Kulezi zizalwane zeZimbabwe ezilamaphepha la okumele zithole amatsha kungakapheli unhlangula lonyaka, kubikwa ukuthi abanye babo sebebuyela eZimbabwe. Joining us right now to discuss this issue, we have Mrs. Diana Zibutsana Shambala of the Zimbabwe Exiles Forum and Mr. Bongani Mkwananzi, spokesperson of the Zimbabwe community in South Africa. Welcome to the program, Mrs. Shambala and Mr. Mkwananzi.
Thank you
so much. Let's start with you, Mrs. Shambala. We all know that Zimbabwe exemption permit holders, their fate is actually in the hands of the Pretoria High Court. Do you have any idea when there could be a court ruling on this important matter?
We are not sure when the judgment will be delivered, but we are hoping it will be sooner rather than later.
So we are waiting like anybody else, you know, in terms of when they can make a ruling?
Yes, just like everybody else. We are also waiting anxiously, actually.
And what is your impression on exactly what is going on right now as you are waiting anxiously?
We're hoping it goes the Zimbabwe exemption permit holders' way. An organization that represents Zimbabweans, we're hoping that ultimately Zimbabweans emerge victorious from this whole thing.
So, but do you have any hope, you know, looking at how the whole case played in court, and we heard what the attorneys of both sides were saying, and government kind of intervention, and all those kind of things?
Oh, yes, we have to be hopeful. It is hope that keeps us here. It is hope that keeps us doing exactly the same way that we do it, year in, year out. So we are very hopeful.
Now, in Shona, can you really say that you've got all the hope that maybe something will come out of this kind of court case and maybe the government may intervene and come out with something else in Shona?
Wongu, inetari wekuti zvichabuda zvakarindana maringe nemaonero madiro ari kuda kuita vazvizvarwa zveZimbabwe kuti dai zvabuda zvakadaro. Chinoita kuti tive netariro ndechekuti tikasava netariro tinorasa mbereko. Saka kurasa mbereko kwakaipa kuti hatizooni sekune chiedza kunzoko. Saka tinoramba tine tariro yekuti zviri kumatare zvichabuda zvichipa mwana waZimbabwe maringe yekuti akwanise kuramba agere muno munyika yeSouth Africa.
Now, let's go to you, Mr. Mkwananzi. What's your take on what's going on in the courts now? I mean, the judges have to come out with something. And at the same time, you've got, representatives of the applicants and defendants almost agreeing in court that this is a very political matter.
Well, from the onset, the Zimbabwe community of South Africa has always felt this is less of a legal matter and more of a political decision, as was done in 2010. And we still like to think that whatever the decision will be taken, it's unlikely that the courts will want to ruffle the other arm of state, that is the executive, in terms of it making a decision. So what the minister has been saying was, people must transition to mainstream visas. And for us, the engagement should be more the ease of transition. While we remain hopeful that the court can give a more affirmative decision that favors our compatriots, we encourage them really to continue to try to migrate so that this deadline does not affect them. Because already, we're struggling with VFS debts for waivers, and a lot of people are confused, some of them thinking that waivers are permits. So we have hope in that they will, like she says, that we cannot lose hope, but we still feel this needs more of an engagement in the political progressive cycles.
So at this moment, we'll take a brief break and we'll come back to you so that we can explore this discussion further. So let's take a brief break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depends on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us today, please note that we are streaming live this discussion on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. You can also find us on our website, www.voandebele.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voazimbabwe.com. You can also send us a message right now on all these social media platforms. Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the fate of Zimbabwe exemption permit holders. Our guests are Mrs. Diana Zimbotsana Chambara of the Zimbabwe Exiles Forum and Mr. Bongani Mkwananzi, spokesperson of the Zimbabwe community in South Africa. So let's go back to you, Mr. Mkwananzi. So indications are that some ZEP holders are now receiving waivers from the government. Is this an indication that there is at least some movement on this issue from the side of the government?
With the transition, a lot of people do not qualify, in particular with Section 18.3A, and maybe some don't even qualify with Section 18.3B. So those are the main waiver requirements that they should be seeking. And the position the minister has taken after a few engagements in the background was that, well, he is actually signing these waivers all the time. But then we are aware that previously people who had applied for waivers had been rejected, and those rejections were withdrawn. Now, this would show that when you look at the tone of the minister, that he wants this to be the path that people take, such that migrate to a permit, a mainstream permit, and if you cannot meet requirements, request that they be waived. And he seems more affirmative that he will be giving out waivers. I know four people already that have received these waivers and have now started to apply for the mainstream permit, the general work visa in particular.
Yeah, ngisinto ke konapho baba mkhala siyabona ukuthi kulabanye ukuthi asebethola ama waivers ngesikhathi abantu bengaqiniso ukuthi udaba lo luyangathi. Njalo sizwile ke ekhoti kona ngale longani uhulumeni uzawuthakathaka akhulumisana labantu bolabo aba Helen Suzman Foundation labanye bolabo lamaphepha ukuthi kuzwanani. So lina ngokubona kwenu njengenhlanganiso emeluzulu likubona njani konke lokho?
Thina uma sikhangela siyabuyela futhi kulapho esasime khona ukuthi cabanga ukuthi lolu daba ludinga ingxoxiswano ngisitha ukwedlula indaba zenkantolo, futhi hayi ukuthi thina siphikisana nenkantolo. Kuhle abantu uma bezizwa bengaphathekanga kahle ngesinqumo esithize baye khona ezinkantolo, kodwa akasiboni thina inkantolo ingavele igqamukele kolunye uhlanga lokubusa, iphecelezi i-executive. So sicabangela thina from a distance ukuthi inkantolo izothatha isinqumo esizozama ukubhalansa amandla kaminister in terms of ukwenza ama-policies, ngaphi iphinde izame nokuthi mhlawumbe kube lobubelo ebantwini abade bephethe ama-special permit, kuzwisise ukuthi selekuhlale isikhathi eside la. Siyayinanzelela into ukuthi uminister ensukwini ezidlulileyo kakhulu uyagcizelela kabanzi ukuthi yena uyawasayina nsuku zonke ama-waiver. Ama-waiver kuyukuthi isicelo sokuthi umuntu uma engenelisi ukuba nezinye zezinto ezifunekayo ikakhulu incwadi evela ku Labor Department mhlawumbe lezincwadi ezikhombisa ama qualification omsebenzi ezingu section 183A lo section 183B lezo uyakhanya mpela ukuthi mina mangisho nje nabantu abani engibaziyo ngqo asebengitshengisile mpela abawatholileyo lawo ma-waiver asebe-aplayela. So kuyatshengisa ukuthi yena uyeyame ehlangothini lokuthi abantu mabe migrator usezimisele ukuthi ahoxise leminye imigomo ekade ivimba abantu ukuthi benelise ukungena kwamanye amaphemithi ikakhulu i-general work visa namanye nje amaphemithi including ango-business permit ngoba sesithi yena abantu aba-aplayela ama-waiver and yena uyawasayina and sesibabona abanye bewathola nakhona nje ababewa-aplayele ekuqaleni muvana babe-rejectiwe lawo ma-rejection aphinde ahoxiswa ukutshengisa ukuthi kule thuba lokuthi baphinde bawaphiwe lawo ma-waivers ingakho sigqugquzela nje abantu ukuthi abagijimise wona lawo ma-waivers.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke. Stay on the line, Mr. Mkhwanazi. Let's take a caller. I think we've got a caller on the line. Caller, kunjani khonapho ecingweni? Hello, caller, how are you?
Hello, I'm good, and you?
No, good. Makadi?
Yeah, no, Simba, Makadi is here.
Tilubo, you do tell me what you have to do with exemption permits. Unayo have to permit yacho.
Hayi nini ndotongoshandisa zvangu passport ndichitongokwanisa kuti ndiwaneraramo ndichitadza zvaka ndakadayani
uri kukiya kiya iko
dadi
uri kukiya kiya
tinoita zvekungokiya kiyawo tingore mapassport iwayo tikangosanganawo nemapuritawo tongotauriranawo kuti hei varume kwatinobvawo kunopisa vedu kuzviziseiwo
so manje munorarama sei kana musina mazimbabwe exemption permits mnodhiza chete.
Ya, ndozi tori poti tito kwanisa uti dizi, kwanisa kuma wanao.
Kudiza imari ina imbo?
So far, pana fixed price. Apeka tipa wani kwa zeni koto koto kwezi. Ndo waimbra state ne government, nengu na uti cost state, but zeni koto koto, nengu na uti chipendi, shuwani kwa entire.
Aha, saka imimi, muno patara mari, kana munga badwa.
Pane pamwe vandakambonzwa chiti ukawana 7,000 ndogona kuitira zvakafamba zvakanaka.
Vanokuitira Zimbabwe exemption permit?
Yeah.
Matoitora here permit yacho?
Tisati taiwa zvami asi ini handisati tatobhadhara zvangu but kune vakabhadhara vaviri vatatu vandato vatoziva so far.
Na okay, saka murikuitsvaga permit yacho?
Ya tiri tsvaga plus takambomirira timbonzwa kuti kupera kwajuni kwacho vachazvichange zvakamira sei
manje muchadyiwa mari mukoma zvinosevedza izvozvo
tiriziva tichiri kumboda kumbomirira kumboona kuti vamwe vakaapplya vacho ivava zvichange zvakamira sei
zvakanaka mukoma ndinozani Ivans Moyo
ya
tatenda baba Ivans sora zvakanaka baba
tinotenda.
Yeah, okay. I think you've got Mr. Richard Moyo. Yeah, come on, Fundis. Yeah, Fundis Moyo. Unjani kona bekuwe. Baba Richard Moyo, unjani?
Mina ngiyaphila, ngiphila
ngiyaphila. Yeah, if one yako is cutting, are you moving or what? Yeah, okay. Well, let us call you. We are going to call you back in some few minutes. Just give us about a minute or so. We are going to call you back. So let's go back to Mrs. Chambara. So Mrs. Chambara, we had this gentleman saying he's looking for a Zimbabwe exemption permit in which you pay $6,000. Can you advise him?
No, I wouldn't. The Zimbabwe exemption permit has already been issued. So it is only current holders of the permit who are then going to be assisted, if any, in this process. Those who do not hold the permit to start off with, they cannot then join the permit regime later on. So he cannot get a Zimbabwe exemption permit. In fact, what he was saying there on the call is actually a criminal activity and it's fraudulent. Mm-hmm. Because you cannot obtain something that is non-existent. Because the Zimbabwe exemption permit only exists to those who already hold the permit. Those without the permit is non-existent. So it's fraudulent and the criminal activity.
How prevalent is that, you know, what you were talking about? Because we heard about the same story last time. So it seems something's happening behind the scenes.
It is prevalent. People do obtain permits on the, as I love to call it, past permit under the tree. You know, these shadowy figures who then produce these permits with unknown offices, unknown companies, and everything is done from briefcases. So it is prevalent, but it is criminal activity. It's not to be recommended or commendable. It's not right.
For the other segment of our population, can you speak in Shona so that people may understand some of those that don't understand English?
Seuya Abuda Shaura Gutiano Panavano Gisamarima 7,000 rand was a Gazirama Zimbabwe exemption permit. Akuna Sakadaro, Van Lanema Zimbabwe exemption permit in Vivavo, Akuna Mua Salakato, Zimbabwe exemption permit. Saka hakuna munhu anopiwa chinhu chisipo. Iye zvino maZimbabwe exemption permit matsva hakuna. Saka vese vari kutaura kuti vari kuda kubvisa mari vachipiwa mapemiti aya vanenge vachitoita nyaya dzeuori ende kuita uori kutyora mutemo. Saka kutyora mutemo muno muSouth Africa hatikukurudziri hakubvumidzwi nekuti kana ukatyora mutemo ukabatwa unosungwa wopotedzerwa kutirongo. Saka hazvizofambi zvakanaka.
Thank you very much and stay on the line. We've got Mr. Richard Moyo on the line. Baba Richard, uyasizwa?
Ngiyakuzwa nje. Nami ngithi ngibingelele ababukeli nabalaleli behlelo leStudio 7. Ngiyathemba ukuthi lapha siya khona zizofika. Mhlawumbe zethemba ukuthi mhlawumbe zizokunikelwa esinye ithuba, second chance or third chance. Ngiyathemba ukuthi kuzokwenzeka lokho. Angeke ngibone kuzokwala.
So, lawo ule exemption permit? Ulayo exemption permit?
Ya, nginayo.
Usuyenzeni ngakhona ukuthi apply? So apply.
Njenganje sika apply sijamela i-court ukuthi i-court isinqumo se-court ngiso sesimele. So angithi last week babasakhuluma ngendaba leyo. So sisalinda ngaleyo ukuthi kuhamba njani. So uzokubona ukuthi emva bazokukhipha njani sikhuluma lokho.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu ke Mr. Richard Moyo. Baba Mkhwanazi, amazwi akho okugcina baba. 10 seconds, Mr. Moyo. Mr. Mkhwanazi.
Siyabonga kakhulu Dube. Abantu sibagqugquzela ukuthi bangalindi inkantolo ukuthi izanquma ithini ngalolu daba. Abaqhubeke be-applyela ama-waiver, be-applyela ama-permit. Kube ukuthi nxa inkantolo isenze esinye isinqumo kodwa sebe-ahead. Ngoba kumanje nje ama-dates awekho ngenxa yokuthi there is an influx yabantu and i-VFS is overwhelmed. Even namanje besikhuluma nayo i-VFS ukuthi kayivule enye indawo bebethembisa ukuthi bazovula lapho e-Rivonia Immigrant. Kodwa abantu abangalindi ngoba ukulinda kwabo kuyababambezela bona nasemsebenzini kuzobanika inkinga. Isinqumo esizathathwa sizathathwa still bona be-applyele aba-apply abantu.
Siyabonga kakhulu baba Mkhwananzi, ungathi nakusasa. Sibonge njalo lo mama unkosikazi Diana Zimbuzana Chambara ngokuthi libuyile namhlanje kuhlelo lwethu lwe-Live Talk. Sokwamele ukuthi sigqibe khona manje ke uhlelo lwethu. Sibonge njalo lalabo abangenileyo kuhlelo lamhlanje. So we've come to the end of our show today. Wish to thank our guests and listeners. Let's meet again next time. This is Gibbs Dewey in Washington, D.C. Good night, Zimbabwe. We'll be right back.